This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
A top FBI official under a lot of pressure from many Republicans to resign was on Capitol Hill today. Deputy Director Andrew McCabe testified behind closed doors to the House Intelligence Committee with questions expected about perceived bias in the Russia and the Clinton email investigations. Chief Washington correspondent James Rosen has more tonight.
After intense wrangling between the branches, even threats of contempt citations, Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe appeared at last before the House Intelligence Committee for interrogation behind closed doors.
There are a ton of questions. Well, Andrew McCabe cuts across every facet of every investigation in 2016 that your viewers are interested in.
McCabe first drew scrutiny when it was revealed that his wife, a candidate for office in Virginia, received nearly $500,000 from a group controlled by Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, a close ally of Bill and Hillary Clinton. McCabe then oversaw the FBI investigation into Secretary Clinton's private server.
We've been asking for McCabe since March.
House Intelligence Chairman Devin Nunes and his team are also probing McCabe's involvement, if any, with the Fusion GPS dossier, the Democrat-funded opposition research document that was funneled to the FBI in July 2016, then purportedly used to obtain a warrant for surveillance on a Trump campaign advisor.
And it also talks about a discussion in Andrew's office,
yep,
and that could be Andrew McCabe.
And then there is Peter Strzok, the FBI official removed from the special counsel's Russia investigation for sending anti-Trump text messages to a colleague, including one that said, "I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way he, meaning Donald Trump, gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40.
And that sounds like collusion within the FBI.
The idea that the entire FBI is full of a bunch of liberals, like, I grew up in a very liberal household in a very liberal neighborhood. No one said, please be an FBI agent.
Another key figure to whom the House Intelligence Committee has demanded access, demoted Justice Department official Bruce Orr, revealed by Fox News to have met secretly with the men behind that anti-Trump dossier, is set to appear for questioning on Wednesday, but before the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Not sure. You know, the one commentator said that, you know, he grew up in a neighborhood where he was surrounded by liberals, and it wasn't like the FBI came to them seeking them out specifically. I'm not sure what his argument is. Is like, oh, that's the only place you get agents is from his neighborhood. You know, maybe the people in his neighborhood weren't smart enough. I don't know. But, I mean, you know, it's just like, come on. You know, what a weak argument that you would, you know, come up with that point. You know, clearly what seems to be coming out, I say clearly, and I know that those on the other side saying, wait a minute, that's a little bit of a leap, Martinez, that you're taking here. But look at the facts as best we know them right now. And perhaps with all the pressure on these congressional committees, maybe the House Intelligence Committee is going to finally really do their job. You know, Alan Dershowitz has been saying and insisting that Congress needs to do their job. And if they use everything that is available to them, subpoena power and any kind of sanctioning that they need to do, then they need to exercise that to get down to the bottom of this matter. I mean, we've been languishing forever on Hillary Clinton's emails or Benghazi, and now we're going to go through the same thing regarding this. We're just going to allow the deep state to straight arm the truth and to avoid and obfuscate, you know, what's been going on here. And now we've got a lot of smoking guns with these emails that have been passed around, the Fusion GPS implication. And Andrew McCabe, 8 hours on the hot seat. And I'm sure he's probably, you know, thanking a couple of his fellow compatriots there for their emails, because he had to sit there and take it all in and answer the tough questions. So we'll see if the House committee and Leader Nunes can fight the good fight on behalf of we the people and get down to the truth of the situation, so we can figure out what we need to do and who needs to be kicked out of the government so that we can get this government back on track before we get anything else. We've got to look at the institutions, the very systems that supposedly are misserving us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. And all the information is right there about this very independent radio show that still says Merry Christmas. We also say Happy Hanukkah. As we wrap up Hanukkah tonight, all our Jewish friends and family members, Happy Hanukkah to you. And we get into the final week of Advent here. Getting ready for the celebration of Christmas all over the country. We're waiting on Dr. Ann Pierce. She'll be with us in just a moment. Author, commentator, scholar in the areas of American presidents, American foreign policy, and American society. Of course, she is the author of the book, regarding the failed policies of one Barack Obama, Perilous Path, the Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. Of course, we're going to hear more about that as soon as she comes on, because we're going to talk in more detail. You know, Dr. Ann Pierce is with us right now. Dr. Pierce, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Oh, good to be here.
Hey, boy, lots to talk about, and I know you've got, all kinds of, you're up to your elbows and your neck with alligators, it seems, with just the season and just business as usual. But how would you like to have been Andrew McCabe 8 hours talking about being up to your elbows and alligators last night, 8 hours of intense scrutiny and questions?
Oh, I tell you, there's so much going on in the world and domestically, it keeps your head spinning. But
well,
I am focusing mostly on foreign policy, and that in itself is really keeping me worked up. And in addition, this season, while I'm getting ready to go Christmas shopping, have not done any yet, so that should make people feel a little better. I'm also thinking that we should really focus on Christian persecution around the globe, because no one talks about it.
Right.
It's just hardly mentioned in the press, and I even find that my Christian friends who set an example for me in helping me to understand more themselves aren't very focused on it.
Exactly. Well, you know, we do on the show from time to time, but being since you want to, you know, that you brought it up, I think one of the things you look at certainly is, when I was in Israel a year and a half ago, we were not allowed to go to Bethlehem. And you think about, here it is, one of the iconic sites and places to be at, particularly this time of year, that it's a little bit of a no-go zone because of the attacks on Christians there and what was going on. In fact, the night before we left, there was a knifing of a mother of four because they were having at that time going through the knife intifada, had broke into a single mother's home and knifed her to death in front of her kids. This was in Bethlehem. This is just one minor story. But, yes, there's no question the worldview has, particularly in the Middle East, and around the world has been anti-Christian. And in the face of this, what I find quite ironic that we don't hear about as well is that with this persecution, it is amazing how many people are turning to Christianity and in the middle of all this. I mean, you would think, well, they would really run away, but if anything, what it is igniting is a revival, because that's one thing we hear very little of is the revivals that are taking place around the world, and some of the most dramatic revivals are taking place where persecution is at its highest.
Yeah, I mean, in Africa and then China, where Christianity is growing like wildfire, and you have all these underground churches and church houses, but unfortunately, persecution there keeps getting worse. And now, with Xi having held this party congress, which makes it clear, if anyone were doubting it, that he is consolidating power, centralizing power, turning China in a more communist, more repressive direction, and in a lot of ways, modeling his speech and some of his actions on Mao, one of the most, genocidal, awful dictators. So the picture is not pretty for China, but for Chinese Christians right now. Mm. And people forget that we think of persecution of Christians, and we think of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, and groups like that, and we think of Islamist regimes in the Middle East. But, communist regimes are right up there. China, Vietnam, Laos, Cuba, North Korea is possibly the worst, according to this big study that came out. I just keep wondering what we can do in the West to get it to the attention of the press and to have human rights groups and NGOs focusing on it more, because even in the West, there's this subtle, very subtle persecution, not persecution, but sort of subtle pressure on Christians, as you well know. And there's a disincentive in on the left in the press to publish things that put Christianity in the forefront and show Christians across the world as persecuted and as deserving more attention.
Well, Dr. Pierce, I don't see it quite as subtly as you do.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I mean, I see it as quite overt, particularly here in this country, because here it is. When you think about the light of the world that America has been in promoting Christianity and sending out missionaries, and when you think about all the movements, I mean, the dramatic movements that have happened toward independence and freedom and liberty in this country, it has been the church that has led the way. And I find it quite interesting that no matter anything outside of, a government up for by we the people, in other institutions somewhat close to it, not quite as bad, but anything like the isms, the communisms and that sort of thing, one of the first things they want to blot out is and control is religious thought. And Christianity, just like Judaism, is very independent in their thinking, because their leader and their allegiance is to God Almighty. It's not to some man-made God. So whether it's North Korea, whether it's China, whether it's any other despot, of course, who are they going to compete against? They're competing against God himself. So they're going to do everything they can to thwart God. But to your point, look what's happening in China. You've got revivals. People, yes, they may be underground. That's taking place, and around the world that's taking place, where, here in America, if there's a 50-minute church service, people start getting a little anxious, and they're looking at their watches, because they're going, wait a minute, my Denny combo is getting cold here. I got to make sure I get out the door, and you better tell the pastor to wrap it up. But overseas, I mean, they're having 4-6 hour revival meetings at any fell swoop here. So it's incredible. The difference that's going on now, the attack in America, and what's happening is that it is, in a sense, you're right, it is subtle, but it's to squash any kind of influence or nullify the influence that the Christian community has to promote Christian values. Barack Obama said we're no longer a Christian nation, and everybody, Christians particularly, raised their head and said, when did that happen? But, we've been living under that statement since he made it.
I agree. And the Christian and the Jewish worldview is such a threat to the leftist statist view. Your rights come from God, not from government, and no government can give them, and no government can take them away in that worldview, and that's really a threat.
Exactly. Dr. Ann Pierce is with us. More from Dr. Pierce on the other side of the break. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, let me tell you, it first starts with the truth, and this is why we're so committed on this independent radio show to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. I find it quite interesting. I mean, I want to bring Dr. Ann Pierce into this right away. One of the questions has repeatedly been about Donald Trump's ratings, and why they're not higher. And I have to laugh about this, Dr. Pierce, because, you know, the media analysis is that 9 out of 10 stories are negative about Donald Trump. I mean, you got to go out of your way to be, I don't know if even the most negative person ever could have that kind of batting average where 90% of what's being reported would be negative on you. So this is highly purposeful. And then people go, well, I wonder why tax reform, and I wonder why Donald Trump's not that popular. Well, look at the worldview that's being thrust upon them and what they're being led to believe by the mainstream media and these talking heads. It's pretty incredible. And which leads us to what happened under the Obama administration with Iran and Hezbollah. And what is going on here?
Oh, I tell you what. Well, first of all, you're so right about the press. I mean, I, as you know, really hesitated about voting for Trump. Mm. I've had various criticisms of him, but it is literally relentless and uniform, this way that the press goes after him. And then you look at the Obama administration, so many things they got away with. I mean, there were all the various transgressions and sort of shaky things done by the Holder and Lynch Justice Department, the Iran-Russia enabling, cover-ups of the uranium deal, the secret payouts to Iran in relation to the Iran deal. Obviously, you get down to the Obama gifting intelligence to Cuban spies, and then the Kerry and Lavrov meetings that were so often to the detriment of democratic governments and people who actually were striving for a more democratic way of life. Fusion GPS dossier. Yeah. I mean, I could go on. And now, after all of that, Politico breaks the story and says that the DEA had been investigating Hezbollah ties in Latin America with drug cartels. And they had discovered that Hezbollah, which is basically an Iranian arm, one of the many terror groups that Iran does sponsor. Iran is the world's leading sponsor of terror, leading state sponsor of terror.
I want people, wait, hang on 1 second, Ann. I'm sorry to interrupt you. But again, you know, we say that. We say Iran is the leading sponsor of terror. And, you know, sometimes I think we say that so much that it becomes like wallpaper, that we're used to seeing that in the House, that it just kind of is an accepted deal. But, I mean, we need to stay focused on that reality that Iran is. And so in that context and understanding, now listen to the rest of what Ann's going to share with you.
Yeah, and you're right to suggest that we actually stop and focus on that, because it isn't just Hezbollah. It's the troublemaking that Iran's own Iranian Guard militia forces make around the world. What they do is they go and they co-opt other Shiite militias. Mm-hmm. So you see that in Iraq all over the place with the popular mobilization forces that are doing their very best to determine Iraq's future. You have Iran with this huge presence in Syria and beyond. And Iran, with all these militias that it is so tightly tied into, wants to create a land bridge from Tehran to Beirut. There are very serious foreign policy discussions about that possibly happening now, given Iran's advantageous position there in Iraq and Syria. So you get back to Hezbollah. And there in that same region is Lebanon now with a Hezbollah favoring government. So you then tie it back to our own hemisphere, where, as I said, during the Obama years, the DEA had discovered that Hezbollah in Latin America had ties with drug cartels. So what they did was they developed Project Cassandra, which was designed to track Hezbollah activities in this hemisphere, but also to map it to these global money laundering operations that Hezbollah had, of course, in coordination with Iran. And they were finding that these tentacles of this drug trade and the money was being used globally. Mm-hmm. And what the Obama administration did was come along and pressure that operation and basically obstructed at every turn. Why? So that it could forge ahead with this Iran deal, which it just wanted to get done no matter what. I mean, this is one of many examples where the Obama administration was willing to sacrifice U.S. interests, the interests of our allies, and basically the interests of decent people for the sake of this deal.
Let me ask you this. Was the Iran deal all about legacy for Barack Obama? Because I tell you, my brain cannot seem to get its tentacles around this whole Iran deal. Other than it seems to be all about legacy, because it was more about Barack Obama than it was about the United States of America.
Yeah, and it's very strange. I mean, I, to this point, can't quite get my mind around how much they wanted this deal. If you look at Obama when he was first president, I mean, he immediately started reaching out to the Iranian regime. And when that revolution came along in the streets, Obama actually made statements that indicated that the so-called legitimate government really should regain control. So he was, from the beginning, siding with the extremely oppressive Iranian regimes and the mullahs there.
Yeah, exactly.
And sending them all kinds of friendly letters and this sort of thing. And then you fast forward to the Iran deal. When that came out, I wrote an article in USA Today, and I said, this deal gives away way too much, gets way too little in return, and on top of that, there are all these secret side deals that no one can get a handle on. Well, since then, we know that the side deals ended up giving Iran billions in cash, but not just from sanctions relief, but all kinds of other ways, payouts and this is what Iran uses this money for, is to fund terror. So it's puzzling that I understand the administration believed in this. It believed in the what I call the coexist theory of government, where we should really just tone down ourselves and tone down our values and principles and interests in order to coexist with other regimes around the world, but that always comes at the expense of the people themselves and at the expense of people who love democracy and want freedom and religious liberty. So I agree with you. It's quite something.
Well, with this evidence that Nikki Haley has put forth about Iran's violation of UN resolutions, I mean, she's really putting it out there. And in fact, she spoke to the UN and said directly, she says, at the UN, we're always asked to do more and give more. So when we make a decision at the will of the American people about where to locate our embassy, we don't expect those we've helped to target us. On Thursday, there'll be a vote criticizing our choice. The U.S. will be taking names.
Yeah. Once again, I just love Nikki Haley. She has such a great combination of, in my opinion, that's foreign policy at its best, where you combine concerns of national security and global stability with human rights and political freedom. And her stands on all kinds of issues, from Iran to Syria to North Korea to Israel. She just gets that right. Very impressive. And
Well, what also impresses me here, Ann, also, is that, you know, she's on the Trump team. She and, you know, she seems to be representing not only the American people, but what the President of the United States is saying here. And so I like that unity that comes out from her, don't you?
Yeah. It's great to see policy of the United States actually articulated at the UN. I totally agree with you. You don't see that very often. It's usually sort of these diplomatic, quiet meetings.
Exactly.
Nikki Haley's in the news all the time because she says what she needs to say. And
Ball Aerospace. From distant galaxies to exoplanets and their atmospheres, Ball Aerospace enables cutting-edge science that advances astrophysics and expands our understanding of the universe. By combining mission expertise, technical innovation, and strong customer partnerships, Ball goes beyond the hardware to develop mission architecture that enables scientific objectives. Ball played a significant role in all of NASA's great observatories, Hubble, Compton, Chandra, and Spitzer, four flagship missions that have transformed space science. Ball helped scientists revolutionize exoplanet science through the Kepler and K2 missions, discovering nearly 2,500 exoplanets, including many planets in the habitable zone. Ball designed and built a groundbreaking optics and electronics system for the Webb Telescope, NASA's next flagship observatory scheduled to launch in 2019. Ball is dedicated to working together with the science community to unveil the mysteries of our universe, advancing technology for tomorrow's astrophysics missions. Go beyond with Ball at ball.com/aerospace.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, don't you love the music of the season, huh? And to do this, I mean, this is all kind of a setup because one of my dearest friends is with us right now, Big Wave Dave out of Los Angeles, California. BWD does all the imaging, you know, all the bumpers and the music and, you know, things that intro the show and intro segments. Here's the genius behind it. The one and only Big Wave Dave from Los Angeles, California, live early up and talking to us. And we're going to be talking, you know, the merry music of the season. Big Wave, what are you doing, buddy?
Dude, Feliz Navidad to my favorite Mexican man.
Hey, I'm telling you, all good fun. Thank you so much for joining us to talk about music and Christmas music. You know, I'm always excited, Dave, about how, you know, what kind of new entries are going to come on the scene. Because, you know, certainly we have the classic sounds of Christmas that have been there, gosh, you know, throughout our years as we've grown up. But along the way, there's just been a few breakthroughs, hasn't there?
Oh, totally. I mean, all of us have our favorites and our least favorite songs, you know, over the years. There may be something that comes on the radio now, or we'll hear something at a friend's house or, you know, shopping, and it'd be like, it takes us instantly back to that place. Or, Bill, there'd be something brand new that we hear that goes, oh, man, I need to add that to my collection, you know?
Exactly. I was just going to say,
growing up in New Hampshire, you know, it was one of these situations where we had all the snow, we had all the ice, we had all the, you know, we just hunkered in, and the Christmas songs and Christmas movies. Here in Southern California now, you know it. I mean, there in Florida and then all across the country, you know, and south of the Mason-Dixon line, most of the time it's sunny and you're thinking, oh man, you know, I I don't know what it is to have a white Christmas anymore. You know?
Exactly. Well, hey, we got a little bit of dusting. We were up in New York, had a couple of days where we saw the white stuff. It was kind of cool. It has been a long time. I think the last time that I was surrounded by snow, we were up in Big Bear, and the snow had come up so high it covered the car, and it was awesome. It was kind of neat because, like you say, in Southern California, particularly unless you get up to the mountains and you experience days like that, it is a bit rare because it's just kind of a one theme season in Southern California, isn't it?
Now, at my home in northern Los Angeles, though, I have had 2 feet of snow in my yard. So
really,
I share that with people across the country, and it blows their mind. They're like, "L.A., 2 feet of snow? What?" You know.
Yeah.
My house is up at 3,000 feet, so you know we do occasionally when it rains in the basin up in the mountains, like you said, Big Bear or Mammoth, even up in the Sierra, of course, boatloads of snow, but most people think of Los Angeles to Southern California as 72 degrees and palm trees on.
Well, that's because of New Year's Day. You know, you got the Rose Parade. Everybody around the world is looking at Pasadena, and they go, "Hey, I'm moving west." And they start moving until somebody says, "Hey, wait a minute, do you know about the taxes there?"
Yeah.
And they go, "Oh, well, I didn't mean that far west."
It's like, "Oh, wait a minute, I'm paying what?"
Yeah.
Oh.
And speaking of L.A. and there, of course, we've been praying, you know, for Southern California. You guys are still surrounded by those fires. It almost looks like a war zone there, Dave. I mean, it really saddens me to think of the homes and the people and the lives that are affected this Christmas season because of the natural disasters there that are happening. I say natural. I only say that to give Governor Brown and the rest of the politicos there in California a bit of an out, but, you know, sooner or later they're going to figure it out. I mean, you know, it's already been going on for hundreds of years that, you know, the foliage, you know, the greenery and everything in California grows. And if you don't trim it, then it leaves it ripe to have exactly what's going on. It becomes rather combustible. And so the next thing after all the fires will be the mudslides and everything, right?
Right. And that's the thing. I mean, look, we're all for, you know, caring for God's creation. But, you know, when you take God out of the mix and you start only caring about, you know, the environment, and then you say, you know, okay, we're not going to take care of it in the sense of clearing the brush that's died and all that stuff. You get exactly what you're talking about. And, you know,
it's the crazy California cycle. Hey, but look at, let's
you
talk,
know, you
let's
know
talk.
The, you know, go ahead. You know, the four seasons in Southern California though, Bill, I mean, the four seasons. Normally you have fall, winter, spring, summer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But here, it's fires, floods, earthquakes, and riots.
See, where's the love? That's what I want to know. You see, with spring, summer, winter, fall, you know, you got plenty of love, man. But with those four seasons, no wonder the love is gone out of California. But we'll try and put it back. Hey, let's talk Christmas music. You know, there is something magical about Christmas music. I mean, even though we've got some, we have some really great Christmas music, but there are some bad Christmas songs too that are out there. You figure out what the heck is going on. In fact, I found one the other day, and I thought, oh my goodness, this has to be on my list of bad Christmas music. Scott, we'll get this one ready. This is, believe it or not, John Denver recorded this song. Let me play this for you.
I don't want to see my mama cry. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see
my mama cry. Well, I'll tell you, that's a rather dysfunctional family, I would think, right there. But that was, he actually recorded this. I mean, it's like, wait a minute. I mean, we're usually, you know, we're singing about the baby Jesus and joy and goodwill toward men, but hey, Dad, don't get blasted this Christmas.
Why would you go in the studio and record something like that? Are you kidding me?
I would say, oh, you're joking me. We're actually going to spend a lot of money to record this. And John Denver, for all the great music that he's done, it was, oh, Daddy, please don't.
I think the greatest conversation has to be when he walks in and he goes, "Hey, guys, I wrote this Christmas song."
Yeah.
Right? And then his band looks at him and he starts singing and they're like, "Really?"
Really? We're going to tell me it's a joke. It's a white elephant present for one of our friends. Now, you've got a song, and I know because when I listened to you in Los Angeles for many years, that absolutely tormented you. And this is the one thing about being in the radio, ladies and gentlemen, being on the radio, is that, and especially this time of year, because you got to play the whole, you know, library of Christmas music. And there are some songs that kind of grate against you, but you had one that just tormented the holy what have you out of you.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, nothing like singing about your daddy getting drunk, and please, daddy, don't get drunk for Christmas. But then you've got songs where you're like, okay, I'm going to invite a 3-ton, most dirty, most angry, most violent critter into my home, and I'm going to sing a song, a lullaby, if you will, a Christmas lullaby to this particular creature on the planet. It just grates on your nerves. It was recorded in the 50s. And Scott, go ahead. It's nails on a chalkboard, but let's hear it.
I like the beat.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah,
I don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus.
Yeah, I mean, how do you get there? Of all the things you could ask for, I mean, why would it be a hippopotamus? I mean, you know, I would think you could ask for a BB gun like little Ralphie. You know,
well,
Ralphie always wanted...
For a creature, look, you're going to have a comfort hippo in 2016, 2017, going into 18.
A comfort hippo, that's it. That's it. A comfort hippo. I mean, we could see them on, you know, in fact, we were just talking about this the other day, about all the different creatures people are bringing on airplanes now, all in the name of their comfort creatures, right?
Yeah, well, you know, there are people with emotional support, PTSD and stuff like that. I mean, obviously... There are members of society who need, but now it's just so rampant. You've got comfort squirrels, you've got comfort, I mean, it's just like, so with a hippopotamus, I mean, seriously, could you not have asked for all I want for Christmas is a koala bear?
Yeah, why not? Something cute, you know? But a hippopotamus? Hey, look, we're going to talk about our favorites on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Report is brought to you by LG. Providing the perfect entertainment and refreshments for a holiday gathering can seem like a daunting task. LG, alongside interior design and cooking experts, offers tips for a smoother holiday season. Athena Calderon from iSpoon has advice for creating the perfect holiday menu.
Always choose dishes that can be prepped in advance. The last thing you want to worry about is slaving over the stove while your friends and family are hanging out in the other room. LG's smart ThinQ technology is an amazing home hack. You can preheat or turn off your oven remotely from your smartphone. It's genius.
Designer Nate Berkus has tips for styling your table to impress.
The table is where everything comes together. So stick to a neutral color scheme, but add some metallic accents for some holiday shine. Things like brass candle holders will instantly up the ante. Greenery can also dress up the table. I like to finish off the tablescape with a super chic place card at each setting, and it's a great memento for your guests to take home.
For more information, visit LG.com.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We sing the love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, that's just because the way we want to look at it, you know? Is it half empty or half full? It's up to you. It's your choice. It's all about that old saying, attitude determines altitude. And so we want you to fly high, not like John Denver writing goofy songs like he came up with. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Big Wave Dave out of Los Angeles, California, our imaging expert. And by that, it really is significant. I mean, he's the one that puts together all these brilliant in and outs musically for us on behalf of the show. And we're talking Christmas music. Thought it'd be fun to talk about the different music. You know, we were just listening to Pentatonix. Pentatonix, Dave, was one of those groups that came out recently in the last couple of years that has really just been a really neat surprise and has captured, you know, a lot of listening ears with their style.
No, and it's really nice because all the medleys and the harmony that they have and everything is just absolutely brilliant. So it's really fun to listen to and inspiring, too. And quite frankly, that's the Christmas song that really, you know, in my life, I really, you know, I try to fill, I don't know, I just, there's so many distractions in life, so I'd like to try to fill my time where I'm soaking in stuff that's actually going to breathe life.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
You have Christmas songs that inspire, and already the theme of Christmas, hope, peace, joy, love, being presented in the manger, then, boy, having songs like Pentatonix and their gifts of talent to be able to feed that inspiration is really an awesome thing, you know.
You know, the other thing that I like about this time of year, I think I shared this with you the other day, is that, you know, I think it's quite ironic, and I think God has to be laughing at times because you get a lot of atheists and Jewish people singing about Jesus. And, you know, and I think it's a bit ironic. Is it just all about greed, or maybe they just love the music of the season? What is it?
Yeah, I think that's the case. I think a lot of tradition is that way. Now, you see a lot of culture trying to change that, and that's why it's important that we, you know, practice kindness and gentleness, but at the same time say, look, you know, we these songs and the message of Christmas, it brings about good in this life. It brings about greatness in this life. And so you've got atheists, you've got anybody of different religions, you know, perhaps singing these songs or liking these songs. And I love the fact that maybe the Holy Spirit's actually going to do what he does through a Christmas song that's not necessarily sacred, but maybe start talking to somebody's heart about maybe, you know, okay, maybe I need to have a little bit more of joy or Christmas cheer in my life. What does that look like?
Yeah, especially when you're, you know, heading to the mall and diving for that last parking space. You know, turn up the Christmas music. Maybe it'll calm you down a little bit, and, you know, you'll let that other person have that parking space instead of...
Yeah, look, if Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas keeps someone from stalking somebody because they got the last toy at Walmart, look, I'm all for that. You know,
yeah, absolutely. Exactly. Hey, I'm with you on it. So, your favorite. Let's talk about your favorite. What's your favorite Christmas song of all time?
You know, it was really hard to narrow it down, but I think this one is literally, I could listen to this one all through the year and never get tired of it. And quite frankly, the message of it is a message that all of us would pray to God on a semi-daily basis. I think it's a song that talks about, well, that teenager that was told that she was going to have the birth of the Savior, that she was going to have baby Jesus, and here it is. This is my favorite, personal favorite of my life right here.
Amy Grant, wow, what a great song!
Yeah.
I mean,
you know,
just right, and yeah, they're very powerful. I'm right with you on that.
A couple of lyrics: I'm waiting in a silent prayer. I'm frightened by the load I bear. In a world as cold as stone, must I walk this path alone? We also pray the prayer: Do you wonder as you watch my face if a wiser one should have my place? But I offer all I am for the mercy of your plan. So, Bill, I mean, it speaks to me, and I've got goosebumps here because we all say, you know, God, you can't use me. I'm only so-and-so, or I'm only in such a place.
No.
But the lyrics of this song, just as Mary would have prayed, like me, well, give me the strength, God. Am I worthy to carry this burden or this task that you've given to me? So on a human level, the whole prayer of this song, the message of the song, just penetrates the soul and inspires all of us to realize that God does have a plan and purpose and wants to use us exactly where we are.
Well, it's about surrender, Dave. Are we going to surrender to God's will? That is at the core of our humanity. Who is the captain of your ship? Is it going to be you or is it going to be God? But here it is. Very, very powerfully said and written and produced by Amy Grant. And, of course, that came from one of my favorite Christmas albums, of course, which has another great song, A Tennessee Christmas, which is just fun. It kind of gives you that feel. You know, for people who grew up in Southern California, we could only dream of a Tennessee Christmas, you know, with the snow falling. But, okay, so you played your favorite, and Scott's got my favorite queued up, ready to go. So let it roll, Scott.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
See, I knew you thought I was going to be playing Jose Feliciano, you know, Feliz Navidad, but actually, Colin Ray, this entire album, and there are some albums that are so iconic, and of course, this is a cover song of the Nat King Cole song, And it was kind of funny because, you know, as I mentioned, I just got back from New York. And one of the first times I went to, when I went to New York, you know, we're walking by those street vendors, those little carts, right? And you're smelling chestnuts. And I'm thinking, you know, chestnuts on an open fire. They, you know, I'm a nut kind of guy. I love nuts. I'm going to try, you know, a little chestnut on an open fire here in this cart. Oh my gosh, what an experience. They are so lousy. And don't tell me that you just have not had chestnuts done right. I mean, that's like trying to tell me, well, you know, when you tell people, do you like liver? No, I cannot stand liver. Oh, because you haven't had it cooked right. It doesn't matter. You know, liver tastes like liver. Chestnuts taste like chestnuts. And, oh, my gosh, I mean, but, okay, the song is one thing. The actual chestnuts, another thing. But Colin Ray, great album. Aerosmith, also one of my favorites. And, of course, you got to have the Carpenters in there, too, because the Carpenters' Christmas album with Merry Christmas, Darling, right?
No, and it's traditions. You know, it's funny. You've not had the liver with teriyaki sauce there, Bill. Come on, man. But no, the idea of traditions, you know, whether it be Nat King Cole, Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, you know, like you're talking about the Carpenters, traditions are so important. And to be able to have again, Colin Ray, I mean, just angelic voice, being able to sing every one of those songs as powerfully as he does. And, you know, you always know when an artist really is into it, because your soul starts connecting with it.
Exactly.
Colin does just an excellent job with that whole Christmas album.
Well, I had a chance to see him live at Cerritos at the Performing Arts Center there, which is a brilliant facility. And it was a special Christmas show that he did. And I think forever, you know, I loved his ability, his range. But when I saw him live and perform, you know, the Christmas music, it was just one song. And you know, like you say, it sets the mood. And there's nothing like great Christmas music to set the mood for you and make it a little bit easier to give up that last parking space, I guess, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, and Amy Grant, Michael W. Smith did Tennessee Christmas for so many years. When I lived in Middle Tennessee, we had the privilege of seeing that show, and it did. It just... anything that we can do, and I guess I'd encourage everyone in there. Oh, look at that. There's a bunny rabbit running right in front of me. Hey, Playhawk, why not then, bunny? what I would say is, what I would say for Bill Martinez live audience is find those traditions, find those songs that not only will inspire you and maybe make you laugh, but also you can continue or start a tradition in your family, and maybe it's only you and your mate or you and a friend or whatever it might be. Start traditions because they really mean something, and God works through those in mighty ways. He really
and
does.
Without a doubt.
And
to your point, my son down in Southern California there in Mission Viejo, I always tell him, Mele Kilike Maka. He goes, it's not Christmas yet. But, you know, hey, it's there all the time, even though our daughter is and newest grandson in Maui and our son-in-law. And so it's, you know, with the young one, it's Mele Kilike Maka every day, you know. Why not?
Yes, that's right. Why not?
It's at least Navidad.
Bing Crosby and Vera and everybody in White Christmas, one of my favorite Christmas movies of all time. And It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, Merry Christmas, Big Wave Dave. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it, buddy.
Love you, Bill. Merry Christmas, everybody.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked.